This is Feline Fatale, a The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey fanfic, written by Sospace and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG, contains the pairing Feely Keely, and takes place during the 2012 movie. The sun's setting, a gentle rosy pink spreading through the sky. And the only sound to be heard is the quiet bustle of the stream running alongside the path. It's a world away from the dark of Eredluin, the shadows beneath the mountain only scattered by the occasional flaming torch one of the miners forgot to put out. And Feely closes his eyes for a second, feels the breeze on his cheeks, ruffling his hair. Whatever else the Shire is, it's certainly peaceful, and there's a part of him, only a small part, but a part nonetheless, that just wants to lie down beside the road and drift off to sleep with his brother at his side. Feely! Keely's voice is excited and far too loud. Feely, look! Feely stops, rolls his eyes. So much for stealth, then. He turns around, says, What? Keely skids to a halt at his side, grins scrawled across his face. His arms are outstretched, hands cupped together. And there's a small ball of black fluff in his hands. I found him at the side of the road, Keely says. Can we keep him? Feely finds his eyebrows crawling high up his forehead, and he reaches out, pokes the fluff gently. It uncurls with a hiss, eyes big and green, and Feely jerks his hand back reflexively. That's a cat, he says. Kitten, Keely corrects, and the kitten curls back up in his hands, eyeing Feely suspiciously. He's been following us. I've been hearing mewing for about half an hour now. I think he wants to come with us. There's a soft, pleading look in Keely's eyes that Feely's more than familiar with. It's the look his brother deploys whenever he wants something, and Keely knows very well that he finds it almost impossible to resist. Feely crosses his arms, says sternly, We're going on a quest with our uncle. We're not taking a kitten with us. Oh, Thorin wouldn't mind, Keely says, stroking a thumb between the kitten's ears. I think he looks like him anyway. All black hair and moody eyes. Uncle would probably be flattered. I'm sure. Keely ignores Feely's sarcasm and says, I think that's what I might call him. Thorin. And the damn kitten only looks up at its new name, an irritatingly adorable expression in its eyes. It sits up in Keely's hands and starts diligently washing itself. You're ridiculous, Feely says. Put him back. Come on, Fee, Keely says wheedlingly, pulling out the childhood nickname he never uses unless he really wants something. Just look at that face. You know you want to. And then the kitten pauses its bath, looks up at Feely, and its eyes are wide and green and so wonderfully innocent. It meows, licks a tiny jet-black paw, and then bats out at Feely, teeth tiny and gleaming white. Feely feels his heart melt. He reaches out and brusquely plucks the kitten from his brother's hand. It clings to his hand, all four legs wrapped around his fingers, and before Feely really knows what he's doing, he's depositing the damn animal into one cavernous pocket. The kitten, Thorin, Feely thinks with a grimace, pokes its head out of his pocket and mews at Feely happily, before ducking back inside, curling up, and going to sleep. If you say a word, Feely says in response to Keely's exorbitantly large grin, I will kill you. Later that night, they managed to wrangle a tiny bedroom to themselves in the Hobbit's Hole, mainly by threatening to spend the night making noises no one wants to hear. Ori practically bolted at the thought. And Feely finally draws the kitten gently out of his pocket. The tiny thing has been asleep from the moment they found it. Through singing and plate hurling and Gandalf's sermonizing. And as it stretches in Feely's palm, Keely plucks a pillow off the bed and squashes it neatly into a corner. Feely ignores how absurdly proud of himself his brother looks and deposits Thorin on the makeshift bed.
"I can't believe I'm doing this,"
he says under his breath. Keely chuckles, and Feely finds himself being drawn back towards the bed. "What's this?" his brother says, and kisses him lightly. "The mighty heir of Thorin Oakenshield, going all soppy over a baby animal?" Feely grabs at his wrists, kisses him again, harder.
"You were the one who named the damn thing Thorin," he points out.
But then Keely's hands are pushing his coat off his shoulders and tugging at his belt, and everything gets quite heated for a while. In the morning, Feely wakes to a tiny black kitten curled on his chest, batting at the braids in his mustache with a frown in its eyes.
"Great,"
he thinks, and ignores the way its purring makes his heart swell. Thorin Mark II proves remarkably adept at questing. He sits curled in Feely's pocket or Keely's saddlebags, luminous green eyes poking out and studying the lands that pass them by. And he purrs almost continuously, vibrating against Feely's side like he's the happiest creature in the world. He sleeps between them at night, paws tangled in Keely's hair and little tail brushing Feely's nose, and wakes them up by licking their faces. And when they're on watch, they leave him with their bags, which is all well and good until one particular night, when Feely goes back to find his pipe, and instead finds that their little bundle of furry joy has vanished. The panic that goes through his heart at that moment is almost ridiculous, and hisses, "Keely! Keely!" "What?" Keely says, appears at his side.
"Thorin,"
Feely whispers.
"He's gone. Where is he?"
Keely swears under his breath and starts pawing through their bags.
"If you've lost him..."
"Me?"
Feely hisses.
"How is this my fault?"
Keely glares at him.
"You said we couldn't have him with us."
Feely is on the point of saying something very rude when Keely's gaze goes straight past him and his brother freezes. Feely turns, and relief floods through his heart, because there's a small furry ball contentedly, blessedly asleep
in Glóin's beard.
"Ah," Keely says, and scratches his head. Feely tiptoes forward, crouches down.
"Thorin,"
he hisses.
"Thorin!"
The kitten stirs, lazily stretching its claws, digging them deeper into Glóin's beard. And, although neither of them notice, so does Thorin Mark I. His eyes snap open, and he props himself up on his elbow, looking over to his nephews, confusion and worry written across his face. Feely, however, carries on unawares.
"Thorin,"
he whispers,
"come on, wake up."
Finally, green eyes blink wide open.
"Good boy,"
Keely says, reaches out a beckoning hand.
"Come on, come here, that's a good boy."
Thorin stays resolutely still, blinking at them sleepily. Feely mutters something very rude under his breath. Keely says,
"If you let go of Uncle Glóin and come over here, I'll give you some of that dried fish we stole from Bilbo's pantry. Would you like that?"
At that, Thorin's ears prick up, and he raises one paw, batting at the air in their direction.
"Yeah, you would," Keely says, and fumbles in his pockets, pulls out some of said fish, holds it out temptingly.
Thorin gets to his tiny feet, head cocked to one side. His tail brushes Glowing's nose, but then he jumps lightly down, prowls forward.
Keely grabs him by the scruff of his neck, holds him up, says, "You are a bad boy!"
But then he gives him the fish anyway.
"You spoil him too much," Feely says. "Don't give him the whole thing, he'll get fat."
"But he likes it, look."
Feely grabs the fish out of his hand, ignores Thorin's disgusted mule. "He's already getting too big for my pocket," he says. "If he gets any bigger, someone will see him and..."
"And what?"
Feely freezes. And Keely looks more than a little sick. They turn around together. Thorin, the dwarven Thorin, that is watching them intently, arms folded and a stern look in his eyes. And when he catches sight of his namesake in Keely's hand, one eyebrow slowly arches.
"Keely," he says levelly.
"What's that?"
Right on cue, the feline Thorin meows loudly.
"Nothing," Keely says, and flushes. "We found him on the way to the Shire," Feely says quickly, and tries. "We named it after you?"
"And you just thought you'd bring it along?" Thorin asks icily, ignoring the last part of that statement.
"Did you think it would help? Did you even think?"
Feely feels himself shuffling his feet. He hasn't done that since he was very young.
"Sorry," he mutters under his breath.
Thorin pads closer, weaving his way between the company's outstretched feet.
"I should hope you are," he says, and his eyes are dark. "You've put an innocent animal in danger. That thing should be by a fire somewhere, or chasing mice. Not out in the wild, not here. You are a pair of fools, and I can hardly believe..."
Suddenly, he stops talking. His gaze is intent on the kitten, and there's something soft in his eyes, something young and yielding. He reaches out, and the kitten bats at his fingers curiously.
Feely and Keely exchange a glance, and after a moment, Feely says, "Thorin?"
Their uncle doesn't move, but the kitten meows again, wriggles out of Keely's grasp, and abruptly wraps himself around Thorin's hand. Their uncle looks almost beatific, and he cradles the kitten to his chest, big hands gentler than Feely's ever seen them. He gets the feeling that he's seeing something private, because there's so much emotion running through Thorin's eyes, twisting his lips into a smile that's full of sadness. Feely feels Keely take his hand, knot their fingers together.
"There was a cat in Erebor once," Thorin says, and his voice is far away. "He was astray from Dale, found his way in somehow. He lived in the kitchens, and the cook spoiled him. Bacon and chicken, partridge and boar. When I was a boy, I'd chase him, but I never caught him."
He's quiet for a moment, and the kitten's paws are tangled in his hair. He bites at Thorin's braids with those tiny white teeth.
"He didn't live long enough to see the dragon's fire,"
Thorin says absently, and pushes at the kitten's nose. Keely's hand is warm. Thorin looks up at them, eyes narrowed.
"Idiots," he growls,
and deposits his namesake on his shoulder. Bright green eyes peer out from dark hair, and the tiny kitten looks like he's never belonged anywhere else.
"I'll be looking after him from now on,"
Thorin says finally, possessively, and turns on his heel.
"Get back to your watch."
Feely and Keely are quiet for a long moment, watching as the two Thorins settle in for the night, the kitten nestled in the neck of their uncle's coat. Finally, Keely says, "Thorin is going to spoil that cat so much." Feely nods. "He'll be the fattest cat in Middle-earth." "Lucky bastard," Keely grumbles. "I'm starving." Feely chuckles. "You're just his nephew," he observes. "Grow fur and a tail, then you might have a chance." "Shut up," Keely says, and thumps him in the chest. The end.